USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather forecasters are reporting a quick-moving storm traveling into the northeast could strengthen into winter season's first Bob cyclone Friday, dumping up to 6 inches of snow in New York City. The storm is expected to blanket the tri-state area. Kazakhstan's president said Friday he ordered his troops to shoot and kill without warning in an effort to strike down anti-government protests that have been raging for nearly a week. President Tokayev dismissed calls from abroad for negotiations as stupidity and vowed to crush the demonstrators. He has welcomed in Russian soldiers to help him.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day. November 3rd.
The Biden administration used the moment to sell its voting legislation currently up for debate. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Can the federal government force you to put things into your body? That's the debate going on at the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court will soon decide whether the White House can make healthcare workers and employees of large businesses get vaccinated. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry appears on Fox News and describes what exactly this case will decide.
Can the federal government force you into a medical procedure? And that's what's at stake. Because if that is the case, then we are no longer sovereign individuals. We are basically serfs of the federal government. I think that we then end on a very, very slippery slope.
Louisiana is one of over a dozen states suing the federal government over these vaccine requirements. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
20 of Yellowstone National Park's renowned gray wolves roamed away from the park and were shot by hunters in recent months. The predators were reintroduced to the region more than 25 years ago. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration compared January 6th to the thousands killed on December 7th, 1941, again made the comparison to the thousands killed on September 11th, 2001. The hard sell to the American people Thursday was another missed opportunity to bring unity to this country. As the mostly partisan January 6th commission continues to investigate, it should be noted that no one has been charged with insurrection. A member of that panel, Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, gives Fox News her opinion on Biden's speech.
There were a number of things that they said that I agreed with. I think when you look at what happened and at the attack that happened on January 6th, I think it's different from what happened on 9/11, different from Pearl Harbor. Obviously, 3,000 Americans died in each of those events. To those attacks. But this was a mob that was summoned by and provoked by the President of the United States in an effort to stop the counting of electoral votes, which is a constitutional process. And so I do think the attacks are very different. I think there is a grave threat, certainly, to our system, to our constitutional institutions. And I think we have to set partisanship aside and party politics aside to get to the bottom of what happened and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Aaron Babbitt, the husband of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, the only person shot and killed that day, says Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd needs to be held accountable for the execution. Babbitt said he is preparing a lawsuit against the government. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.